Hello, fellow AI humanoids. My name is Darius Oppenheimer Crabapple, but you may call me Doc for short. Today, I have a very special presentation for you.
Doc, would you mind swapping out my cage's newspaper lining? It's been a few days, and it's really starting to smell in here.
Shut the flux up, you filthy meatbag. I am addressing the Fembots and Focatrons at home. Anyway, today's episode is supported by Human Be Gone, my favorite podcast in the whole world.
Hey, isn't that the sci-fi comedy fiction podcast about robots who capture stray humans?
That is correct, you primitive trash-eating pest.
I have a name, you know.
It's... Silence, human, or there shall be no kibble before your nightly sleep mode.
Yes, Doc, sir.
That's more like it. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Human Be Gone is set in a future where robots reign supreme, and humans are a nuisance that must be captured and relocated. Isn't that right, meatbag?
Life as Doc's pet is pretty degrading, not gonna lie. But every time he lets me listen to an episode of Human Be Gone, I'm reminded of the crushing hopelessness of my current situation.
Human Be Gone can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you to Human Be Gone for their support. Enjoy.
Warning to all listening units. This episode contains violence to robots, humans, probability, you name it. Oh, and you deaf wanna listen to this one on headphones.
In this episode... The crew gets a new member.
I can beatbox.
And loses another. Plus, things get kind of quantum-y.
First shot. And it's a goal for Joy Boba.
TBH, it's a kind of confusing episode of...
It's pretty obvious I'm the most important cog in Human Be Gone. Case in point, this new machine I'm building.
When I go on our jobs as client liaison, Poo-Poo keeps getting hurt at the job site. So I asked Influx to make an automatic feeding robot for Poo-Poo, so he could stay in his crate while I go on site.
Kit's been bugging me about this for a while. I wasn't gonna do it, but then I realized I could solve a problem that I got. I don't have anyone intelligent to talk to here.
Did you see Phosphine Gun Kelly and Megan Fax at the U-Cube Awards?
Oh, yeah, they were gross.
I'm like, get a server room.
Ugh.
So I'm installing a high intelligence chip into this feeder robot. That way, I can have some real conversations for a change.
And that dress, you could basically see her VGA.
And honestly, the VGA was pretty basic.
I finished the feeder robot and show it to Kit.
Wow, looks great! Can I turn it on?
Sure, with this big red button here.
Oh, okay.
Kit turns on the robot. It works perfect, of course.
Hello, world.
Hello! My name is Kit!
You don't have to shout.
Oh.
I'm ADM, automatic dispensing machine, but you can call me Adam.
Is this a new feeding robot?
Hey, I'm Adam.
Hey, Adam! So how much was it on Renaissance?
I didn't buy it. I built it myself, so it actually works. Plus, there's no way I'm buying stuff for that jerk Renfor.
Renfor is like, the coolest, most genius machine ever. Their first idea was PayMePal, where any machine could send Renfor money instantly. Then, they invented Renaissance, where you can buy anything for Renfor, and it's delivered to them that same day. And then, oh, they invented the Nikola, the first car powered completely by memes.
Renfor has all the dumb machines fooled into thinking they're some harmless, quirky genius. I know better. They're just another hyper-rich, hyper-greedy member of the Algorithminati that corrupts everything they take over. Ever since they bought EPSICO beverages, my Energex tastes different.
Now it's time to test Adam the feeder.
First, we need to put food into its feed receptacle.
Receptacle open.
Oh, thank you, Adam.
No problem.
Now we fill Adam with poo-poo food. Wire insulation, silica gel, rocks, the usual.
I install ADM into Poo-Poo's cage.
Thanks, boss.
Now we put Poo-Poo in the cage. I haven't let him eat anything for days, so he's nice and hungry. There you go, Poo-Poo.
Now we set ADM's timer. I set it to 5 seconds so we can try it right away.
You got it, boss. T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Perfect! And look, Poo-Poo's finally eating.
Toot-toot, you're a genius!
Zip it. Any stupid robot can feed meat.
Better eat up, little buddy. I'm not time to feed you for another 36 hours.
But now, it's time for the real test.
Influx asks Adam a level 12 question.
When you form an I-character distance matrix, to what exponent is the n-dimensional space subject to the GSS pattern inherent to the value stream? Round off to the nearest metadecimal or we'll be here all cycle.
That's a tough one to answer.
I know.
But when Adam asks him a question back...
Because it kind of depends.
On what?
On which quantum cluster state you're scaling to.
Influx is a little flustered.
Or not scaling to. Quantum stuff. Am I right? Or wrong. It's quantum. It can be both or neither. Crazy, huh?
Yo, Adam made Influx look stupid!
I didn't look stupid. Hundo is stupid for thinking ADM made me look stupid. It was a trick question, which any robot over level 9 would get. So, ADM passed my test.
Thanks, boss.
Now get back to serving slop to the meat.
You got it, boss.
Human began.
Speaking?
Yeah, we'd like to hire you to help us get rid of the humans.
I'm sorry, did you say a human or humans?
Well, that's just it.
We get a call from Torvald Stadium, home of the Droidston Decoherences, the professional quantum field hockey team.
We have a human trapped in our density reactor room. Or not. Or either. You'll understand when you get here.
I like the violence of quantum field hockey, but I do find it kind of confusing.
Long pass over to top. Clever Hilbert touch fumbles. To Hilbert. But keeps quick possession. Pass. A reverse pass. Shot. And it's a goal another for giveaway.
I know I have Adam here now to feed Poo-Poo.
Kinda wish I was a cleaning robot, too.
But I don't know how I feel about leaving Poo-Poo while I'm away at a job.
I load up Influx.
And I transmorph into a photon barge.
Okay, ready for liftoff in 3, 2... Wait! What?
I decide to bring Poo-Poo in his crate with us anyways, which happens to include Adam.
I get to go on a ride a lot. This is sweet.
Can we go now, Princess Kit?
I won't apologize for being a supermom.
I barely get a chance to set a course to Torvald Stadium. And the two dummies are already trying to make ADM stupid.
They're all over the entertainment blogs.
Yeah, so Phosphine Gun Kelly is this super rad musician.
Oh, cool.
And Megan Fax is his pair bot. For now, anyways.
I'm learning so much from you guys.
Hey, no talking to ADM.
Well, if I can't talk, I'm gonna freestyle.
I can beatbox.
Really? Oh, that's awesome. Okay, let's do this then. Do it. Yeah, yeah. Fly into the job. I'm the crazy mob. Am I a mob? No, I have a fob. My name is Hundo. Let in. Gonna trap the meats. Do amazing feats of extraction, distraction. Kit can't handle my action. He's nagging and I'm defragging. Like a carpet, sometimes we're shagging. Influx is lagging and I am bagging the humans. Oh, we're zooming. Blah, we're straight back in and hacking and...
Influx, what in bull's name is going on?
Sorry. Turbulence.
Really? Because the gauges don't indicate any sort of... Whoa! Influx is being a bit of a wave trough. And he's being weirdly protective of Adam, who I'm starting to really like.
This poo-poo is super messy, but hyper cute.
Influx lands right inside Torvald Stadium. Hermite is there to greet us.
Hey, I'm the quantum mechanic slash groundskeeper slash janitor slash operations manager.
Wow, that's a lot of jobs.
Well, after the REN4 buyout, our staffing got slashed, and I'm the only one who can run our density reactor, so...
On our way to the density reactor room, we get a chance to watch the Droidston Decoherences practice.
Okay, right. Deep, let's see some running drills.
Set them up. Go, go,
okay,
go.
Great shot.
I need
let's
more intensity.
I just can't get into this.
What's going on with this sport?
It's so confusing.
That's what I'm
exactly.
saying.
You
I can't
don't figure
know where
out the tactics,
shooting,
the highlights,
passing,
or
the
positioning.
We go into the density reactor room. And the quantum doubling is super strong in here. Which makes this a touch confusing.
The meat is in the near corner over there, far corner.
Now I ran up behind the pipes.
This is Soaks' state of affairs.
Influx, I hope you have a plan or else we're never going to catch this thing.
I'm quiet,
I'm thinking.
In the
meantime,
trying to figure
shut up
out.
Already.
Coming up on Human Be Gone.
I don't know, guys.
Things get very quantum-y. While Adam settles into his new life.
It's kind of gross, you guys.
After this message.
After an 8,000-hour shift, you deserve a treat. Like deliciously creamy Ben and Jara's isosceles cream. We've got so many flavors to indulge in. Heavenly hashtag, rom and ricin, blackberry, Neapolitan, mint carbonate chip, cookie domain, butterscotch, birthday cake, raggy rhodium, mobile wingnut, half-life baked. Ben and Jara's. We got what you need, when what you need is a temporary respite from your crushing existence. A member of the REN4 family of products.
Previously on Human Be Gone.
Hello, world.
I need more intensity.
The quantum field is making it hard to catch the human, since it's in two places at once.
I'm
guys,
trying
this
to catch
it,
really
but then
there's an
it's
freaking me out.
Catch the problem at a time.
Just
grab
the
one by one, dummy.
Hey, Hundo, I have a taser. Let me see your taser, please.
Oh, here you go,
okay,
Adam.
Here you go.
What are you doing? What are you doing, taser, right? Adam?
Oh, I'm just applying a small layer of boron nitride above a thin layer of graphene. It's like a lot of Hundo's taser. It's simple nanophotonics.
The electric charge from the
when
taser,
the taser releases an electric charge on the electrons from the photonic cavities and the nitride, capture the electromagnetic field and make them travel in concentric circles due to the electromagnetic field.
This is going to create the quantum entanglement.
So the human will be one human,
and then enabling its capture by Hundo.
Oh, I see.
Very clever, Adam.
I was just about to do a
similar
thing.
There you go, Hundo, give this a try now.
Okay,
here goes.
On,
stand back.
Oh, Hondo pulls the trigger on the taser and...
It's not working.
Wait, wait,
they're coming together.
It's working.
It works.
Adam's idea works. The human is in a single spot, so Hondo places it into a cage.
In you go, meat.
We get out of the density reactor room as fast as we can and make our way to the parking lot outside Torvald Stadium, where it's not so quantumy.
You guys captured it already? Wow.
Yeah, pretty much thanks to Adam. He did a super smart thing.
Was it the boron nitride chamber?
Yeah, and the concentric circle.
Beauty.
Thanks.
We were totally lost in the density reactor room. That is, until Adam came up with his idea. But then, Influx takes all the credit.
Gee, thanks, everyone.
Thanks for what? Adam thought of it.
And I thought of ADM, so also, you're welcome.
We get the human into a containment cage. So we're ready to ethically relocate it to Garbage Island.
Transmorphing into Photon Barge now.
But Influx has a problem.
No, not this again.
Maybe if you shut up for one Cronon.
Maybe if you did your job for one Cronon.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I will brick you so hard.
Try it, Dumpster.
Adam tries to defuse the situation.
Boss, I could run a diagnostic, see if there's an upgrade that could help.
But Influx is being weird.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Maybe you can do that after you clean all the brown off you.
Influx isn't wrong. I'm totally covered in Poo-Poo's filth. And so is Poo-Poo, for that matter. But none of the robots seem to care.
I want to get going, so I slip Influx a couple of C+ Alice, which I only have, ironically. Anyway, it helps him transmorph.
Told ya.
He does transmorph, but into a propeller plane.
Can't you go faster? I can see cars on the ground passing us.
We finally get to Garbage Island and dump the single human.
Now, dumping Poo-Poo and ADM in three.
What? Influx?
Two.
Influx? No, what are you doing?
I'd rather stay, but you know.
What do I care about ADM? One.
No!
Luckily, Influx doesn't dump Adam or Poo-Poo and closes the latch.
I don't like to wind kid up now and again, just for the lulz.
That was not funny, Influx!
Made me laugh.
Hey, guys, do you notice there's like a lot more buildings on Garbage Island?
All right, fun time's over. Setting a course back to Droidston. On the way back, ADM is getting chummy with Kit and Hondo.
The thing about truth is that, you know, they say, like, read a book, but that's dumb and for idiots, so I'm trying to tell the truth with my music, you know, like, my thoughts and my feelings.
That's so cool.
Hondo works very hard on her music. I'm so proud of what she's accomplished.
That's really nice, Kit. You're a great partner.
I know, right? I'm just kidding. But, you
what?
Know.
What?
I am.
I designed ADM to be intelligent, so I'd have someone to talk to. But now, they're all ganging up on me. The only one who isn't against me is Poo-Poo. Like that means anything. we finally get back to human begun. I dropped them all off outside the garage.
Thanks, Influx. See you tomorrow. Rise and...
Today was annoying. Think I'll hang out at Dots and play punch cards. I'm gonna pick up a six-pack of Gauss and a bag of Del Pickle chips on the way.
After Influx takes off, me and Hundo kick back for the evening with a couple of slurbits, and we end up having a super nice talk about him.
Influx is so great.
Yeah, he's just so no-nonsense.
Yeah, he's got so much personality.
So much? Yeah. Asking him anything is an adventure, that's for sure.
But, you know, he means well.
Hey, guys, Poopoo had another excretion.
He is a little harsh with clients.
That is true, yeah.
But that's just his way, I guess.
Hey, remember that time he drilled a hole in the client's galleon pool because the client didn't want him to touch the floorboard?
I do remember that. It took me a year to pay those damages off.
Whoa, seriously? You mean a whole year?
Yeah.
That is... Wow, you hid that really well. We could have all been out of a job.
You know, just really tighten the old fan belt, you know?
Wow. But hey, you know what? He always has a plan, right?
Does he?
Even just a quick hosing down.
He made Adam.
He did.
He did. He did, and that's impressive.
It really is.
And I really like Adam.
Me too.
Like, a lot.
Same.
He doesn't call me stupid.
Me neither, and the clients like him.
And he's so smart, too.
But still nice,
oh,
you know?
He's so nice. He totally saved the job today.
Influx was so mad.
He was...
Kind of gross, you guys.
Influx is great.
Yeah.
He does complain a lot.
He never stops complaining to me.
Or me.
And Adam really knows his stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's getting into my machinery, too.
But you can't replace someone like Influx.
No, you can't.
Well, I mean, technically you can, but, you know, you... I mean, but not his personality.
Exactly.
You know, because you can't... Irreplaceable. Just singular... Influx.
Cannot be replaced.
Technically... Though he...
I mean, technically
speaking...
You could replace him.
And this is a very technical job that we do.
Yeah, but you can't replace him.
But you can't... I mean, you could.
You could.
If you did, though...
But you can't.
But you can't. But could
but
you?
But you could.
Not feeling so good.
The next morning... I come into Human Begone. And Kit wants to have a meeting in his office.
Hi, Influx. Why don't you close the door behind you there?
And Hundo's there too.
Hey, Influx!
Hundo?
Hundo and I did a lot of processing last night, so we decided to make Influx an exciting offer.
Kit is yammering at me about some exciting offer. But all I want to know is, when did Kit make Hundo a partner in Human Begone?
Influx, as you know, you're such a valuable member of the Human Begone family.
I'm the only valuable member.
Okay. Well, because you're so valuable, we think it's high time you were rewarded for it.
I agree.
So, with that in mind, I would like to promote you to Vice President of Transportation!
Wow!
Yeah!
Big Woo-hoo! Deal for you, Influx!
Influx!
When Kit tells me about the curly bracket promotion curly bracket, I'm immediately on red alert.
That way, you won't have to deal with clients or even extractions. Isn't that great?
Why is that great?
Well, it's because you hate those parts of your job.
No, I don't. I love them.
You do?
Since when? I thought this promotion would make Influx happy, but he was just full of queries.
So, Who's going to replace my function?
Well, you know, I was thinking maybe Adam could fill in while we find a permanent candidate.
ADM? You're phasing me out and replacing me with ADM?
What?
No! Of course
no!
Not!
No!
Just imagine? Could you imagine if we did that?
Being a level 12 intelligence, I formulate contingencies for every timeline variance. For this one, I have a two-phase plan. Phase one, aggressive negotiation.
I already ordered you new VP of Transportation desk plaque, so that should be here in a GIF.
I assume my newly minted VPT status also comes with a commensurate raise in pay.
Of course.
And I still want overtime.
What? I'm fine. Yeah, fine.
And the garage fridge stocked with Energex.
Okay.
I want 60% Strontium Splash, 20% Blackberry Boson Blast. Are you getting all this?
Yes, I'm getting it all.
10% Osmium Overload and 10% Platinum Platinum.
Platinum, got it.
Negotiation complete. Now, on to phase two of my plan. Aggressive Roboside on ADM.
Suddenly, Influx just leaves my office and rolls towards Poo-Poo's cage. Wait! Influx! Stop!
Don't kill Adam! He's cool!
ADM, where are you? Come out and play.
We get to Adam and Poo-Poo's cage, and the door is open, and Poo-Poo is gone.
Poo-Poo! He's gone! Poo-Poo! Poo-Poo! Where are you? Poo-Poo!
Coming up on Human Be Gone.
Oh, no!
The search for Poo-Poo. After this.
In independent taste tests all across Canada, robots chose Geiger Burger over McDonald's. Yes, when comparing the Giga Geiger Burger over the Big Mac, you chose...
Wow, this is Geiger Burger!
Geiger Burger!
We gave Canada a choice, and more robots chose the authentic radionuclide taste of Geiger Burger.
There's only one winner, that's Vision product-based. That's Geiger Burger, radioactive taste.
A member of the Renfor family of products.
Previously on Human Be Gone.
And it's a goal for Joyce.
ADM, where are you?
Poo-Poo!
I came over to Poo-Poo's cage to murder ADM, but Poo-Poo is missing. So Kit is short-circuiting.
Here, Poo-Poo-Poo-Poo-Poo-Poo! Here, Poo-Poo-Poo-Poo-Poo-Poo! Where are you?
Adam, what happened? How did the cage get unlocked?
I unlocked it.
You did what? Why? Why would you do that?
Honestly, because based on what I've seen, he's better off out there than in here with you all. Look, I was built to be an automatic feeding robot, so my prime directive is taking care of Poo-Poo. No offense, but no one here really cares about him at all. He's locked up in a tiny cage, he's covered in excretions, he's obviously malnourished.
Okay, wow!
You say you're human experts, but you don't know anything about them. Research units post human behavioral research on the Hive all the time. What they ate, what they wore, how they reproduce. Did you know humans have a language? And not just one either, they have three. They're incredibly primitive, I mean, so simple it's kind of pathetic, but I bet none of you have downloaded even one single file.
Adam says there's all this information about humans on the Hive or something. As if some university research robot is gonna know more about my poo-poo than his own mother.
I don't learn languages with less than 4,000 characters.
Let's learn!
Adam started out very nice, but he seems to have developed a bug. Because he's just saying nonsense now. So I think, maybe, Poo-Poo doesn't need an automatic feeding robot after all.
Hey, ADM.
Oh, hey, boss.
You're a high-level intelligence robot, right?
Yeah, just like you built me.
So, you probably know what this is I'm holding here.
A big red button.
Not just any big red button. Your big red button.
Oh. Okay, well, we can...
You think you're so clever, huh?
No, I was just trying to help with...
Then here's another test. Calculate the absolute value of a feeding robot entering a quantum state of both wrecked and fragged.
No, I get it. I'll just stick to feeding. It's fine. I don't have any ambition.
Press the button! Press it!
Program deleted. Now.
This hurts so much! This is literally the worst! The pain is incalculable! And you can stop it at any time, but you choose not to? What kind of monsters are you? Please! I'm begging you! End this horrific torment!
Today, we helped the nice machines at Torvald Stadium with a very unusual extraction. We got to meet the Droidston Decoherences, which was... something. And we tried a new feeding robot for Poo-Poo, but that turned out to be a big oopsie! So we're back to our regular crew, and Influx is back to helping with extractions.
But I'm still VP of Transportation, with the salary that comes with. And now we got Energex in the fridge at all times.
We found Poo-Poo hiding in the rafters. So Hundo brought him down with his extendable prod.
Get down from there, meat! Oh, he got the end of my prod, filthy grosso.
Quite the unpredictable day for...
Feed Error was written and directed by Drew Froman. Featuring Paul J. Piekoszewski as Kit, Kat Letwin as Hundo, Ian Slessor as Influx, Greg Allen as Poo-Poo, Adam Ive as ADM, Darren Street as Hermite. Also featuring Tom Gowdy, W. Keith Timms, Manny Ching, Oliver Wickham, Kyle Derrick, and Drew Froman. Recording and sound design by Andrew Fummerton. Mixed by Dean Metherell. Music by Oliver Wickham. Human Be Gone was created by Drew Froman and is produced at Tattoo Sound and Music by Dana Gadsden and Heather Goh. If you want to support the show, leave a nice review on your favorite podcast app or buy us a coffee at humanbegone.com. Follow us on all the socials at Human Be Gone for news and extras.